If people were to be measured on a relevance or a significance scale, yours truly would be about as relevant as a Socratic dialectic at a Tea Party rally, which is to say, not very relevant at all. But the same can't be said of the attendees of the uber-secret Bilderberg conference, which technically you're not to know about either. Charlie Skelton, journalist and career criminal, joins us now. Mr. Skelton, I understand that at this point you are once again an ex-con.
Right, I am being held down as we speak by the Spanish police. No, it's not too bad. I've been detained briefly. I guess it was to be expected. A lot of people have been detained, so yeah. My Spanish crime career starts here.
Let's take a step back here a little bit, and let's kind of establish where you are and what you're doing there. Most people here in the United States don't know what this Bilderberg conference is, but so let's start off with, where are you right now? Where is this uber-secret Bilderberg conference, and what is this Bilderberg conference about anyway?
Well, lots of questions. This year's conference is being held in a extremely securely guarded hotel up a hill on the Spanish seaside in I guess what would be described as eastern Spain's gay capital, the town of Sitges. And it's a lovely town, and it's a lovely hotel, in fact. I stayed there for two nights just before lockdown, which is what they call it. The iron curtain of security comes down and the police helicopter take to the air.
Okay, so what is this? And let's go ahead and go to another question. I did throw a whole bevy of questions at you. This Bilderberg conference, here in the United States, we don't hear so much about it, but to give us some insight into what this Bilderberg conference is.
Well, it's a conference of extremely powerful people, financiers, heads of state, prime ministers, elected officials, and they've been meeting since something like 1954 to strategize or play golf, depending upon who you believe. They basically thrash out what happens to us for the next 12 months, and then they meet again and they do the same again. I mean, there are degrees to which people think that they are relevant. I think that you can include the head of Deutsche Bank, the US Treasury Secretary, you know, our cabinet ministers from Britain. I don't think these people meet for 4 days to play table tennis and practice their golf swing. I think that it's a very serious meeting, and it's has no relationship at all with the press.
In Europe, it's a different story. People do over there know more about what this Bilderberg conference is.
In where? In Britain?
In Britain, yes. Britain or Europe as a totality.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've spoken to quite a few press corporations over the last few weeks, talking about the fact that it would be nice if more journalists were here on the ground. And the number of times I've spoken to people who work in foreign news who simply go, the Bilderberg, what are you talking about? And these are supposedly clued up news journalists. So I don't think yet that the Bilderberg conference has broken out, but I think this is the year it is taking to the public consciousness. I really do think that.
The question I had, just after reading some of the articles you had written last year from the Bilderberg conference in Greece, was why all the secrecy? What's the point of all that secrecy?
That is a great question. I mean, why the paranoia? You've got a group of, let's say this year, maybe 150 people standing outside. You've got some guerrilla journalists clambering about trying photographs of the delegates who are going to incredible ends not to be photographed. And it begs the question, why the secrecy? I don't understand why, if these people who are a combination of, you know, corporation heads and finance ministers from all across, the Minister of Finance from Finland, we've confirmed he's here today, there are elected officials meeting, and why there is no agenda officially talked about to the press, why there is no press office, why there is no capacity at all for to learn about what goes on. It's quite astonishing. And, you know, people talk about the Bilderberg conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It's a very important 4-day meeting. The conspiracy is one of silence.
Now, earlier we had kind of joked about your quote-unquote criminal background, but that kind of speaks to just the level of secrecy that's attached to this conference. I guess what I'm asking you at this point, Mr. Skelton, is kind of detail for us what you had gone through last year at the Bilderberg Conference, which I believe was the first time you covered the Bilderberg Conference, and what you're so far even going through right now.
Well, last year I turned up. I didn't even know if it was the amount of information on the Bilderberg Conference last year was so scant that I found one reference to Vouliagmeni in Greece on the internet, and I booked a flight, and I talked to the Guardian, and I said, "Would you like a story on this thing?" And they said, so I went, and I spent the next days the worst time imaginable. I was chased around. I was harassed. I was arrested. So many times that I went back to the police station all the time to say, stop arresting me. And eventually I left. I went to Athens. I was chased around Athens. I wrestled policemen in the underground station Athens. It got absolutely surreal, and it was really disturbing. And I ended up jumping in a cab. This genuinely happened. Jumping in a cab and saying, take me to the British Embassy. And it turned out the British Embassy was closed on a Sunday. So that was good. I basically had a terrible time, and I think one of the reasons was because I was pretty much the only mainstream journalist there. And this year, however, that's not the case. There are quite a few more journalists.
Okay. Any idea, I mean, should people in general across the world be concerned about what may be being discussed at this Bilderberg conference?
Well, that's a bit like asking people across the world be concerned. The global financial system and the collapse of the Eurozone and their own financial futures. I mean, should people be concerned about debt? I think we should.
Well, Mr. Skelton, thank you for joining us. And at this point, all I can say to you now is just good luck not getting arrested in the next couple of days.